There was guys that were playing last week. Some, I would say, not very many. I mean, a handful at that that I know of. Extremely dry topsoils, you know, up to maybe 6-8 inches, even in the no-till stuff. So I heard there was some wheat stubble being planted. You know, guys were going in and doing some of that. But really needed some moisture to kind of bring that topsoil down to where our subsoil is, or, you know, kind of that moisture meet. You know, with this morning, frost on the ground and 23 degrees, I guess I'm kind of thinking that in the bag is better than in the ground right now. But, you know, they're talking warming up this week. And we picked up probably about 3/4 inch over the weekend on that rain that come through. So I think once we warm up and dry up, I think there'll be a lot of planters hit the field, you know, this week. But, you know, here they're also talking a chance of snow again Thursday. So, you know, it... we're still in a very opportune time to plant. Not worried yet. So,
is that rain you received? I mean, that's probably pretty welcome as you get ready.
Very welcome. You know, I would say here in South Central Nebraska, we're extremely dry. I mean, we really didn't have any moisture over the winter. You know, we had some there kind of at the last part of harvest and things that got us there. I mean, I think our subsoil is fairly decent in our irrigated part and even in some dry land, but we need some rain to kind of wet the top back up. And I mean, you know, for the livestock site, get some grass growing and some warm weather there. But you know, we're early yet, and I just was reading a report this morning that a strong El Nino is supposed to set in and sometime in June. So they're talking, you know, really a wet July August time frame if that all correlates or comes about. But you know, got to get the crop in the ground first, and then we'll see what happens
this time of year. I'm sure you're getting anxious and watching those weather forecasts. Is this kind of keep you on edge at this time of year?
Oh, you know, yeah, it does. But you know, here 15th of April, you know, I still think probably the opportune time on corn is still that 18th to the 25th, you know. So, I mean, you know, we still got a good time frame. And I think, too, you look at a lot of the size of the equipment out there. I mean, we can get so much more done in a short time frame than what we used to. And, you know, with auto steer and like I said, the size of planters and just what we're doing and, you know, more conservation stuff. You aren't having to have another tractor right out in front of your working ground. So, you know, most everything is just ready to plant. We just need to get the tractors in the fields. And, you know, sure, there'll be some early mornings, late nights, but, you know, that's what it's about, too. You know, as you always hear, you make hay when the sun shines. And so I think, you know, we plant corn when the ground's right. So, you know, whether it's running with lights on the tractors or whatever, we have the ability to do it. And I think we can put a lot of corn in real quick.